Radio Way. On Radio Way, Hospital Watch.
Now, this week at St Peter's and Ashford Hospital NHS Foundation Trust, there are a series of events called In My Shoes taking place, where members of staff look at the different roles at the Trust. Well, today I've been shadowed here at the studios as I've taken part in the event, and the person who has stepped into my number 8 boots is Barbara Capaldi. She's sitting opposite me now, so good afternoon, Barbara.
Good afternoon, Andy. Thanks for having us.
That's okay. Now, what is your role here at the Trust?
Well, I'm the change manager for health informatics, so I work very closely with project managers under IT.
Right, and with change, obviously, IT systems are coming into the hospital, so the challenges of change?
Oh, yes, there are some challenges there. We're working with clinical people, so doctors, nurses, and of course we're working closely with secretaries and receptionists and other admin staff.
So, obviously, the challenges of people, some people love change, some people hate change. So how do you come over the obstacles?
Yeah, it's very difficult. Talking with them and working with them, supporting them, that's the way you can deal with change. It's very difficult. We all get used to what we like doing. We come in and we like to be set in our own little way. Mm. Some people are quite easy to change and other people aren't. So just bring them along gently.
That's right. You move them out of the comfort zone and they can get a little bit scared.
Yeah.
So how long have you been here at the Trust?
Ooh, over 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, so I think I like it. I think I'll stay a little longer.
But you haven't always been a change manager, I guess.
No. I started off, I got involved in health records. Mm-hmm. That was my first job at St Peter's, as it was then, and then worked my way through that department. Ended up being the health record manager, and then I went on secondment and got involved in the Cerner project, and then ended up in projects and then the change manager. So been around a while.
Brilliant. Now, turning to the project In My Shoes, I'm very curious, why did you want to come and find out more about Radio Way?
Well, perhaps this is my age. I thought we still had records, and I thought it was just a case of putting a record on a deck and talking into a microphone, but it's clearly not that. So I'm very surprised that all the computers and all the buttons and the knobs that all switch on and off, and it's all very high-tech in here, actually. I wasn't expecting that.
So that has that been the major surprise today? Or?
Yes, yeah. And I think very much so. And I was hoping... Well, I'm sure I have got out of it. I know I have with the chats that we've had through the day. I can see elements of this that will help me in my change role. So your communication that you're doing with people, and I've listened to the visitors that you've had on the show. Mm. It's really interesting how you do your research and how you get the information out that you want to hear. Mm. So, very unusual. I didn't quite expect what I got.
Yeah, well, that's always surprises people, because as they come past the building here, it's this brown building.
Yes.
But inside we describe it a bit like a TARDIS. It is that case.
Very much so. I walked in here, nice little kitchen I see, and two studios. I was very surprised to see that.
That's it. So the key thing you're going to be taking away today, Barbara?
With the chats we've had today, Andy, I think how you present the show, that's very interesting, how you do your research. How you talk to different people, and that's what I'm going to take away.
Brilliant. Okay, well, we played Over the Rainbow as we led into this interview with Eva Cassidy, and you remember your other choice of music?
It's completely gone out of my head because the day has gone so fast, I don't know what I've done now.
If I said Porgy?
Oh, yes. Yes.
It is?
Nina Simone.
It certainly is. Radio Wave.